Hi, and welcome to Sacktown Beat. I'm Cheryl Stewart, and every week on this podcast, we introduce you to fun, family-friendly things to do around the Sacramento area. And this week, with the anniversary of 9/11 this weekend, we're shining a spotlight on an event that's not only going to be a lot of fun for the whole family, it's also going to honor those who lost their lives on that tragic day with a day of service to the local community. The event is called Say Love Saturday. It's coming up on September 25th, and I'm talking with Virgil Atkinson, who works with Just Serve of Yuba and Sutter Counties, and Jeff Stevens, who works with the organization Say Love. Gentlemen, welcome, and before we talk about this event that's coming up on the 25th, tell us a little bit about what you do with each organization.
Well, Just Serve is a website that gives an opportunity for people to log on and look for chances to serve. And if you register, it'll even let you know when there's some opportunities that fit what you're looking for.
And what the typical person that serves with Just Serve, the typical person that volunteers, are they parents? Are they young people? Are they people that kids have left the home and they're empty nesters? Who's the typical person that partners with Just Serve to make a difference in the community?
There is no typical person for Just Serve. Everyone is typical for Just Serve. So we see a lot of young people. We see older people. One day we had a cleanup project at the city hall, and a lady that was in her 90s came and trimmed roses.
And
so there is no age limit for who would like to come and serve.
Well, and it sounds like you have a huge variety of opportunities depending on a person's interest and what skills they bring to the table.
We do. And, you know, we have a large group of missionaries that come to this area, and they say that they've never been anywhere that have an opportunity to serve in so many different things. And, of course, their favorite place to serve is with Say Love.
Well, tell us more about Say Love, Jeff. What is Say Love? What do you do?
Say Love stands for Sutter and Yuba Love, and it was started 3 years ago just out of frustration about seeing illegal dumping going on and just our community deteriorating with garbage and trash being, thrown around and nobody really taking any initiative to get it cleaned up. So I would get on Facebook and rant about it and just get frustrated. And then one day I said, instead of doing, you know, my typical thing, I was going to do something different. So I started Say Love. And Say Love, basically, we meet the last Saturday of every month and we go out and do community service for the morning. And we all come together for our lunch. Whoever has sponsored our monthly event serves us lunch. This month, Just Serve is sponsoring our event. But we've had banks, we've had all kinds of farm organizations, because we're in a rural area. They like to support us. We've had all kinds of different sponsors. And so what's really cool about Say Love is everybody wants to get involved in it because it is, you know, bringing the community together. So we don't have issues of having to go out and raise funds or find sponsors. They just come to me because everybody wants a better community. And Say Love just came around and provided that opportunity for people to have a way of, giving back to the community.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've done a lot for the community just in the last few years.
It's been amazing. And, you know, and it's not me, it's the whole community that just has the energy and wanting to serve and wanting to make this a better community. We've done, 1 month, we did over 200 cars pulled out of the river bottoms. We've worked with the homeless population to build a little shelters. We've cleaned up the baseball field and worked on it and got it ready for the baseball season. We've help me out, Virgil. What else have we done? We've done
a large
project. Schoolyards.
Ellis Lake. Cleaned up Ellis Lake.
Yeah, Yuba College. We did a big project with Yuba College. What's really cool too is the more we can partner, the better. It's like we partner with Rotary. We partner with the city of Yuba City. We partner with the city of Marysville, the counties. So a lot of times we get other organizations to come alongside us this last Saturday of the month, and we can get so much done because we got all the resources. Like the city of Marysville will bring out their trucks or their tools, and or Rotary, you know, getting the Rotary group together. Say Love, I like to say, is all of the Yuba Center area just doing good deeds. So I as an organization can take credit for all of it. We just spear good things happening. And like I say, I laugh about it and says that's a Say Love project because that's somebody loving on our community. But really, it's just to energize our community and get it doing good things.
And it sounds like it covers a lot.
It's a real simple thing. It's just we go out and we do good things for one Saturday a month. You know, we also have other things going on as it grows. I get things going on all month long, you know, people reaching out and, you know, wanting to serve or wanting, you know, something or needing something. So they reach out to me. So we're doing clothes drives now for our youth. We've done Virgil and some other nonprofits. We've done disaster relief up in for the Dixie Fire. So we're doing a lot, not only Say Love, just the community. And, you know, there's the community support has just been wonderful. And like Just Sir, we have 4G Foundation that we all slice of respect. We all kind of work together. We worked a big project with the Marysville Stampede, Veterans Stampede, and they were very good about coming out and helping us with the Dixie Fire. It's just getting all our groups together and serving as one instead of each doing something different.
Yeah, there's definitely power in everyone coming together and working together for one cause. You've got a big event coming up that celebrates the volunteers and the efforts that they've been involved in. Tell me more about this event that's coming up.
On the 25th, which is the last Saturday of this month, a Say Love Saturday event, we're going to remember 9/11. And we're going to focus on that in kind of a special way. But Jeff has decided that this month we want to focus on parks. And so a number of parks will be picked and volunteers will come. We've had a number of youth groups reach out and say that they would like to come along with their leaders, their youth pastors, and focus on the things that Jeff would like to work on this month, which is parks. And then at lunchtime, we're going to have some live music. We have the Matthew Axelson Navy Sea Cadets coming to present the colors. We'll have a national anthem, and we'll have a great meal prepared by some chefs, some good people that know how to cook well. And so it'll be a great event as we work hard, as we do things together as a community, but also as we remember those from 9/11 and those who gave their lives after 9/11 for our country.
What a great way to pay tribute and honor them and remember them. If someone wants to get involved, do they have to register ahead of time? Do they need to be a part of a group? And tell us more about how someone could come to this and be involved and be a part of it.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll take this one, Bert. No, you don't have to register or you don't have to do anything except show up. That's one of the great things about Say Love. I say, you know, that's one of the things that it doesn't take any commitment other than just showing up. You get, when you come out, you get tools, you get gloves, you get shirts, you get a shirt, and then you get served lunch. All we ask for you to do is come out and serve your community. And if you know, Saturdays are always a tough day. So whoever comes out, we just love it. And whoever can't, that's fine too. Nope. You just show up at 600 North George Washington Boulevard. That's a large parking lot at the Nazarene Church. And that's all you have to do. And from there we go. We give out places that, you know, people can serve if they want to, or if they want to go off on their own and serve, they can do that too. So, and then we all just meet up for lunch. So it's really up to the individual how he or she wants to serve. You know, we encourage families to come out. We encourage clubs and youth groups to come out. together, but we also like to mix in with everybody, because that's what builds community, you know, is getting to know your neighbor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a fantastic event and a great thing that you're doing for our community. If folks want to learn more about Say Love, what is the website? Where online can they go to get more information?
We have a webpage. Most of the information that we put out, though, is done on our Facebook page.
Okay.
That's where it kind of all got started. And for any activities, like I say, the activity Say Love event is always the last Saturday of the month. But the rest of it is just information that's put out about our community and what's going on. So, like our Facebook page, that'll give you all the information.
Awesome. And that is easy to do. And then once again, justserve.org. Thank you for doing what you do. Both of you, thank you for what you're doing to make our communities a better place and to help people. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, yes, of course. And I'm hoping to be able to join you on the 25th. That's my birthday, by the way. Oh, I can't think of a better, thank you. I can't think of a better way to spend a birthday than by helping to make the community better and helping people. So
if you come, we'll sing a song for you.
Oh, it's a deal.
Well, I tell you, it's always exciting and fun to come out and work with your neighbors and just, you know, help the community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you again for everything you do.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, Say Love Saturday is coming up on the 25th. And if you want to find out more about the event or about other opportunities to serve through Say Love, you can go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/SutterandYubaLove. You can also find out more about serving in various organizations throughout the Sacramento area at justserve.org.